This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Blissed.
Oh, boy. I understand that you just returned from a trip to down south.
I was in Mexico for 9 days.
So how was that?
It was wonderful. I was in Cuernavaca, which is one of the nicest places in Mexico. Did a workshop for 16 people on our holistic health coach plan. Went well.
Awesome. Awesome. So when they go through the holistic health plan, do they become certified in
yes.
those treatments?
Mm-hmm. They become okay. certified as holistic or advanced holistic health coaches. Advanced ones can add past life therapy as well as all the other stuff.
And did you teach past life therapy and regression, how to do it, and how that all works there as well?
Absolutely. Hmm. And two of the people only spoke yeah. Spanish, mm-hmm. but we had good interpreters.
How long does it take to for a person to understand how past life regression works, what to expect, the outcomes, and maybe what do you do if things go wrong?
Well, it took me two full days. The first day, both Sergey Sorin and I split into teams, and each of us took half the class and did a personal past life therapy on each student separately. The second day, the students did one another with us observing and monitoring. Now, they actually have to do 25 cases at home to finish the certification.
Dr. Sheely, when you've done these past life regressions, and you've done a lot of them, have you ever experienced anything going wrong which was of concern to you?
No.
Or does that never happen?
I have never had that happen. Now, I can tell you, about one person in 200 won't go there. Now, I had two of the students didn't want to go there. Well, they, you know, we induced them. You remember the technique. And when I said, okay, now back in time and space, two of them said, I'm not there. I'm still on the cloud. And so in both cases, I said, okay, I want you to write me a movie script about anything you want to write about. And one of the students started writing a movie script, and after a while she said, oh, I don't want to do this. I want to go to past life. And she did. The other one, I just persisted a little bit, and she went into the past life. All of the students except one were women.
Dr. Sheely, some people think that, I don't know what the right word to use is, but it's against, seriously against their religion to discuss or even think
well,
about.
Yeah, they're what I call the flaming fundamentalists who have no fun at anything in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I consider that a slightly worse fetish than veganism. But that's just my opinion. And,
yeah.
and I know they hate me and think I'm going to the devil and all that crap. But basically, reincarnation was considered part of Christianity until 325, when Constantine ordered the creation of the religion to take control of the world, and they left out reincarnation because they felt that, I don't know whether it's just Constantine or the council that he convened, but they felt that they didn't want to give people a second chance.
And that's interesting, because that's, we talk about giving people second chances all the time.
Right. But since the purpose of creating all of this was to gain control of the world, and then no question Constantine wanted that, he wanted them to feel that they couldn't have a second chance because he couldn't control them as well.
Yeah, and I've also often wondered about this heaven and hell thing, and how religion has been used to control us.
Yes.
Like, if you don't do all these things as prescribed, you're going to hell. Now, you can go to, you know, a broker in a confessional, and you can say, "Bless me, Father, for I have done these things against the rules. And here's what I've done." And that broker says, "All right, Vinny, well, I'll tell you what. 10 Hail Marys, 10 Our Fathers, an act of contrition, and you're good until you do it again. Then come on back, and we'll talk about it and give you 10 more Hail Marys." And, you know, I'm making light of it. But it seems that religion has been used to keep us in line. And I think keeping us honest and above board is a good thing. I really do. I think raping, robbing, pillaging, plundering, you know, kind of things that politicians do is absolutely wrong. However, they seem to get away with it, and we can't do it.
Well,
not get away with it.
That, of course, is where we create karma. Karma is the result of what I call unfinished business. In other words, karma is paying the price for something you've done wrong.
And do you think that that karma is one for one? You know, a bad deed comes back like 100% of the time, or almost all the time, or some of the time, or how often does bad karma?
Well, I think probably eventually, unless you somehow go through what I would call transformation of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you, at a soul or personality level, have to pay the price. Let me give you one example. Back in, many, many years ago, I was doing a past life. I was doing a group thing with a group of patients. One of the patients got up and walked out of the room. Well, I finished as quickly as I could. I went, "John, what's going on?" Well, he had been there for a week already, and he hadn't told me. He said, "When I was 14, I murdered a 10-year-old child. I spent 14 years in the penitentiary." He was released at age 28, got married within a year or two, and when his first child was born, he developed absolutely incapacitating back pain. And that, to me, was karma. And I finally said to him, "There's only one choice I can see. You need to forgive yourself. Society says you've done your debt. You need to forgive yourself, and the only way I can see to do that is to go work with children for the rest of your life."
Mm-hmm. That brings to mind another question, Dr. Scheele. You know, and I mentioned the confessional. And so the priest behind this opaque, we'll call it partition, hear all kinds of things that people have done. And I'm sure they recognize their voices at times. You know, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned." And, you know, maybe it's murder, maybe it's rape, maybe it's robbery, maybe it's burglary, maybe it's assault, battery, you know, all kinds of things, beating wives and whatever they hear. And I'm sure that doctors hear things, too, that are very upsetting. Dr. Scheele, as a medical doctor, do you think that these take a physical and mental and health toll on doctors?
Oh, yeah.
And priests?
Sure. again, way back when I was in my medical school, but especially in my training as a neurosurgeon, you know, we deal with some horrendous, horrible, damaged people. And I had to learn how to detach emotionally and not allow myself to suffer from watching other people suffer. I mean, it does require that kind of detachment, which I think it's not that you don't care, but you can't afford to let yourself go to, you know, cry or get depressed over somebody else's problems. You should train yourself to only do that over your own problems, not somebody else's.
And I've heard it. I've heard that people who try to help other people and just seem to be passionate about it, sometimes they hear things like, "Well, you can't save every puppy in the pound," and I think that's absolutely true. Try as we might, there are puppies who just are not capable of being saved because they can't seem to follow the best way of doing things. They hurt themselves either intentionally or unintentionally, but we can't save every puppy in the pound. I heard something very interesting, Dr. Shealy. I was watching a television show with our family. And there was a younger person, a girl, and an older person, we'll say like a father image. And the younger person was seeking the advice of the father image. And the cell phone rang. And it was the younger person's cell phone. And it was an important moment in the discussion between the father image and the girl. And the cell phone rang, and the father image looked at the cell phone. The girl looked at the cell phone. And the father said something. Her father image said something absolutely brilliant. And it was one word. And that word was choose. Choose what's important. Is it more important to take that cell phone call? Or is it more important to hear the advice and counsel that was going to be dispensed?
That needs more discussion.
Yes. When we come back, and I think that's a very valid point. And I don't get into that. I don't have that problem with me being like that girl with the cell phone. That doesn't happen to me, because I don't have one. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. If you'd like to go to his website, purchase some of his books, some of his vitamins, minerals, supplements, and so forth, peruse Optimal Health. It's right there. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about the cell phone and the fact that it's invaded just about everyone's life. And there are times that are important to families, times when maybe mother and father can get together, or parents and children. But it seems to stop instantly when that phone rings or that text comes in, and that person with the cell phone seems to have to literally stop everything and turn full attention to that cell phone.
I consider cell phones the most antisocial device ever invented. To me, they're almost like dropping a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it is totally unacceptable, rude, and wrong. I mean, any way you look at it, you should not interrupt a conversation with another person, whether it's a family member or a friend or a stranger even. Take a phone call or a stupid text message from someone. That is, I believe, the height of karma. It's going to produce some new karma for those people.
I was at, I mentioned this once on the air, I was at a meetup, and I had just had it with the cell phones. They were just, I found them so offensive and so annoying. and people were, you know, at the meetup. I was donating my time and my money to be there and preparing for it. And we had great instructors, as you have been many times, Dr. Shuley, at our meetup. And I just couldn't stand the fact that people were paying attention to their cell phones during these informative educational discussions and seminars. And so one day I just said, let me pass the microphone around. I'd like everyone to take a chance and take a turn and let's talk about this. What are your thoughts about cell phones at the meetup? And what I was going to say is if you guys want them, that's fine. I'm out of here. You know, I don't need to be here. And so there was a young person, you know, most people said, you know, we can do without cell phones for 3 hours. And there was a young person who had come to a bunch of meetups, and he said, well, you know, my grandmother is 80-something, and she may need help, and she may need to call me, and I have to have my cell phone. And I said, okay, if your grandmother needs you, then you should not be here. You should be there rather than be a half hour away.
I love you, Vince. You know, I think we almost always agree on everything, but on this one, you and I are so, we're like twins.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went on to, you know, I figured I would help him while he was down and keep him down a little longer. And I said, you know, my mother, our children's grandmother, is in her 90s, older. And what I've done is I've left the telephone number by the phone of the restaurant where we are right now. Now, I know that they will answer the phone. I know that if my mom says, my son Vincent Finelli's there, may I speak with him? They absolutely know who I am at the restaurant, and they will come and get me. So I don't need a cell phone. But you need to plan for that. And the young person was at a serious disadvantage because there is no answer for that. There is no answer for that other than the travel time. But it seems to me that we are using cell phones as a way of, if we're bored, we just call somebody. We interrupt that person. We're bored, so we just take up their time. If we can't plan and we want to go to, if we're going to the food store and I'll tell you what, don't tell me what to get. I'm not going to ask you guys what I should get while I'm there and save you all a trip. I'm talking about like one person in the family going to the supermarket. I'll call you when I get there. And then they're in the aisle, not paying attention to anything, talking to someone on the phone while they're pushing their cart, totally oblivious to everything around them. I object to it. And I think it's causing us to be dumber by the second. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Thank God you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Dr. Sheila and I are talking about paying attention, concentration, and, you know, being respectful. And the cell phone is a real problem. And Dr. Sheila, I want to share a story with you. Back in the 1990s, I was teaching a high school class, and we were manufacturing computers. I had officers. My students were officers. They ran for office, and like vice president of manufacturing, vice president of operations, and, you know, inventory control, and all kinds of vice presidents. And one of the things that we had in our classroom was a telephone, and the phone would ring all the time. And there was someone who would be assigned to answer the phone. If that person couldn't do it, whoever was next to the phone would answer the phone, and we had a protocol for doing that and being polite and taking complete messages. But for some reason, some of the students were unable to take complete messages. And I tried to figure out, like, what can I do? How can I make them understand that I need to know who called, when that person called, what the call was about, what number I should return if it was for me, what I needed to do. And so we had these, these pink slips, while you were out messages, message forms back then, and we printed them up. But I'd come back into the class and from running an errand, and the students would say, oh, Mr. Finelli, you got a phone call. And I'd say, okay. Who called? I didn't get his name. Okay. And it was starting to bother me. So what I did, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this, Dr. Shuley. So what I did was, in the operation of this classroom, manufacturing computers that we were selling, and we had a pretty large business out of a classroom, 60 students, and I would have training sessions where I would be in the center of the room, and the students would sit around in a circle. They'd bring their rolly chairs over there, and we would have a discussion. I'd be training them and instructing them, and I would stop in the middle of it, and I'd say, Susie, phone rang, and it was for you. And Susie would say, well, who was it? I can't remember. I don't know. Oh, it was about Saturday. Saturday. It was a guy, and he called, and it was about Saturday. And he wanted you to... No, it was Friday. It was Friday. And she would be, like, on the edge of her seat. Like, Mr. Finelli, you did get that information. I go, oh, no, it wasn't for you, Susie. It was you, Mary. It was for you. And what I was trying to tell them is the importance of paying attention, because I showed them in a little skit that I developed that what it was like to be on my side when they didn't give me the information. Have you ever done anything like that, Dr. Shuley, to dramatically act out a skit to teach people to pay attention?
Oh, yes. Sometimes it's sarcasm. Sometimes it's shouting. Sometimes it's just obvious public ignoring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that leads me to my next question. Back in the 1960s, people would buy new cars, and they might order them from the dealership, and that order would be relayed to the manufacturer. Well, sometimes those cars would be plagued with problems, and there was a term for that, and they'd say, well, it must be a Monday car. It must have been built on Monday in Detroit, one of the Ford, General Motors, Chrysler. It must have been, built on Monday, because that's when the guys would come in hungover and they weren't paying attention. And they didn't want to be there, and it was really a tough day for them. So Monday cars were more problematic, it seemed, than Wednesday cars. And they would, the discussion would be, well, if you're going to buy a car, you don't want, or you buy a car, you don't want one built on a Monday, and you don't want one built on a Friday, because that's when the guys want to go out after. So they're thinking about, what they're going to do. They're not paying attention to what they're doing, and they don't want to be there. So you don't want one on Monday because they're hungover. You don't want one on Friday because they're not paying attention. So here's a question about medicine. Is there a day, and is there a time, generally speaking, that is best for surgery?
Well, that takes us to a very interesting concept called critical days. Way back in the early 70s, I learned about something called critical days, and there are three different kinds of critical days, but it's sort of this sinusoidal time of good and bad, if you will. And when it crosses the line, either from good to bad or bad to good, is the most critical day of all. I actually went back and looked at the time when a whole bunch of my patients, I don't remember, 50 or 100, had their injury or their surgery that led to their chronic invalid state. And it was extremely strongly associated, that particular day in their life was extremely associated with a critical day. So it does look as if something in biorhythm affects us.
Okay, so it's not a Monday or Friday thing as much as it is an individual thing with biorhythms. And that, what is that, trying to remember, is that like a 30-day or 28 or 29-day cycle, something like that?
Exactly. It includes each of those. There's a physical one, an emotional one, and a mental or intellectual one. In other words, there are three different cycles that interact at certain points. And it depends, again, on when the cycle essentially crosses the midline, so to speak.
And this biorhythm starts at birth, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
So does that mean, Dr. Shealy, that if we're going to have surgery, the question we want to ask of our surgeon is, when were you born?
Oh, absolutely.
And then we
ask that question anyway, because even knowing the sun sign tells me a lot about someone.
Okay, so if we know our surgeon's birth date, we can then plot that person's biorhythm, and then when we're scheduled for surgery and they say, okay, that's Tuesday the 27th, we go, can't do Tuesday.
Right.
I'm looking right here, and it looks like I'm going to die on the operating table. Let's go for a different day. I mean, is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Okay. And let's talk about sun signs then, Dr. Shealy. As far as biorhythms, I'm sure there's a program on the Internet where you can type in biorhythms and type in the date and find out, you know, what the horizontal axis is and look for those sinusoidal waves and find the ones that are not at the intersection of the horizontal. Is that right?
Absolutely. You got it. Biorhythm is all you need to do.
Okay. And what about sun signs? What do we need to know about them in terms of surgery? Not that I'm planning surgery. I just think, you know, these things happen in people's lives, and I think maybe they should know a little bit more about it.
Well, if it's an elective surgery, I would definitely want to look up my own critical days and not have surgery on that kind of day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, beyond that, of course, I don't think the surgeon is likely to allow you to do his or her biorhythm. But that's got to be part of it too. I mean, even though your biorhythm might be good, it might be a particularly bad day for the surgeon.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's, you know, roughly 30 days in a month, and taking out a couple of those days, there's plenty of days left, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Dr. Shealy, I was talking with you.
In a 28-day cycle,
mm-hmm.
there are actually six times when it crosses the line, either down or up. So, but one of the, at least two of those come close enough together, probably only about 4 days out of the month that would be critical.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about, as we were talking about this, a discussion I had with my grandfather back in the 1960s. And we were working on his old car. And he was telling me, you know, I was asking him about the war. And that war happened to be World War I. And he was talking about this man that he knew that had surgery. And I have a feeling it was a battlefield wound. And they saved his life, but boy, he was just uncomfortable, uncomfortable, uncomfortable. And so after years of dealing with this discomfort, he finally went to a surgeon and said, look, I'm not right. I think something was left in my body that shouldn't be there. And the patient said he wanted to be operated on again. to see if that was the case. And so, reluctantly, that happened. And the surgeon, the second surgeon, found a sponge left in the body from the first surgery. So my question, I have several questions about this. Does this still happen, Dr. Shuley?
Unfortunately, let's face it. Human error is always a possibility. It does happen.
Okay. Is there a test? Is there a blood test that would say, geez, you know, there's inflammation, and it just doesn't seem to want to go away? Maybe that's it. Is there a blood test or x-ray or ultrasound? Or what would a patient ask for to determine whether there is a sponge or something left in there?
Well, an MRI would be the best test, but if it's just something as simple as, quote, simple as a sponge, I don't think that would show up on an MRI.
X-ray?
No, plain X-ray, definitely. Well, of course, if it's metal, I mean, I've heard of cases where scissors and forceps and all kinds of things were left behind.
Wow. Well, I guess that would be easy to find. I was looking for those. Jeez. Dr. Shuley and Elmy, right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, I've heard a number of young people say something that I don't quite understand. And that is, they will say, if they hear about some event where someone was beat up or taken advantage of, you know, I might look at that and say, well, that was a terrible situation. I feel bad that it happened. I feel bad for that person. Young people today, I believe, will say, not my problem.
That is called irresponsible.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, it ties with that word that I absolutely despise. I used it yesterday in an email, but I did not use it the same way. And that's the word whatever. Whatever. It's like when people say something, they may respond, whatever. But I used it yesterday in a sentence, and I said to the person, we can do this or that, whichever you choose. Either one's fine with me. But I've seen this with young people more and more to my dislike. And here's why I'm saying this. In front of me, I have an article from Heat, HEATST.com. Heat Street is the full word. Heat Street, but it's HEATST.com. And it says, 8 months after taking office, the mayor of a small Texas town has become the first transgender elected official to come out publicly in the state's history. Quote, as your mayor, I must tell you something that has been with me since my earliest memories. I am transgender, end quote, said Jess Herbst, mayor of New Hope in Collin County, and I believe that's Texas. Goes on to say, she gave the message in an open letter posted on the town's website. Herbst who has been documenting her transition on her personal blog, jessherbst.com, also talked about her decision, how her decision affected the family. Quote, "It's a gender identity, not sexual preference, that applies to me. I love my wife, and she loves me, and we have no intention of change. My daughters have been adamant supporters of me and are proud to tell people their father is transgender. I love, quote, I live my life as a female now, and I will be performing my duties as to the town as such," Herbst wrote. Now, they keep changing, like, is he, she, he, and they're talking about the same person.
Right.
He and she. Now, Dr. Shealy, medically, is that possible that you could be a he and a she at the same time?
Of course not. That yeah. is severe psychopathology, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And that goes to the whatever, hey, doesn't affect me. Well, really, because it actually it does. It does, because this person allegedly is the first to become a transgender official to come out of the closet in Texas, and I don't think this person is going to be the last. I think this is just the first, and there are going to be more and more and more and more of them.
Well, this is another legacy from our former, thank God, Muslim idiot, bastard president.
Yeah, you're talking about Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama.
Whatever his name is and wherever he was born, which I don't believe was in this country. And, of course, you know the serious rumors that his wife is transgender, that yeah. his wife is actually a man.
Right. Yep, I even said, well, probably a couple of years ago on the air, I used the term Barry, Michael, and the rented children. And that's what we were thinking back then. Barry, Michael, and the rented children. And Joan Rivers said publicly, oh yeah, we've got a tranny in the White House. And it's pretty clear that she was talking about Michael, Michelle. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back, and I'd like to talk about depression and standing up straight. Can it help? Skipping breakfast and heart disease, obesity and diabetes. Blood transfusion.
Class, and I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.